Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Ghost Stories with Angela. I'm your host, Angela Johnson Reyes. I decided to say my married name again. I'm still deciding. If I'm going to change all my branding to Angela Johnson Reyes. The jury's out. I'll let you know what we decide. Welcome, you guys, everybody who's watching live on Facebook, on YouTube, on Twitch, on whatever. If you're listening to the podcast, if you're watching it later on 5 weeks from now, welcome. So before we get started, first of all, my cocktail. This week, I'm doing a green tea mocktail because I have a photo shoot on Friday, so I'm trying not to do extra calories. So cheers to everyone who's drinking with me tonight. Okay, so the last episode, we had some creepy stuff go down. And I am now being very adamant about saying a prayer before we start recording, before we start interviewing. And I'm going to talk about what happened on an episode. I'm trying to get my friends AJ Barrera and Momo to come on and talk about what happened with me. Basically, real quick, a spirit whispered my name during the last live recording. And we have it. And I'm going to post it in my Instagram. I've been waiting a little bit because honestly, I didn't know if I wanted to post it. I was like, I don't want to like feed the energy, but then I kind of want everybody to hear it because that's what we're talking about. So I'm putting it all together and I'm going to put it out there and we'll talk about what happened. But until then, best believe I'll be saying my prayers before we start recording. And I'm like, Lord, protect us and let us just have fun. Amen. Okay. So we're going to jump right in. We have some really great guests tonight. I'm very excited. My special guest this evening is a good friend of mine. He is hilarious, super funny. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome my friend Frankie Quiñones, a.k.a. Cholo Fit Creeper. Where is he? He's not coming in. Stand by, technical diffs. Technical difficulties. Just kidding, everyone. Oh, shoot. My producer just texted me and said it froze. So, stand by, Frankie. You're coming in a second. We're having technical difficulties already. See what happens? The spirits be doing all kinds of things. Spirits be doing stuff like this. Hold on. You hear that creepy sound? Oh, there he is.
Hey, what's up, homies?
There you are, Frankie. Burr, 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 burr. I do have an air horn. Hold on. There we go. I'm still learning my tools. Hey, thank you for coming on the show. You are hilarious, first of all. Such a fan of yours. I was a fan of yours on the social media before I met you. And then we ended up being able to meet, and I had this project. It was going to be an amazing TV show. We had America Ferrera producing it. Kevin Hart was producing it. It was going to be fire on NBC, and you were going to play my brother, and it was going to be lit. And then NBC was like, no, we're okay, thanks though, and then didn't pick it up after all. But I have a picture. Ryan, do you have that picture of us that I sent you? I did a I sent him a picture of, oh, there we are.
That was, yeah. Oh, man, so close.
So close, but yet so far. That was our table read where we were just going to have an amazing show. And turns out we did not. But you know what? We had fun. And we'll hopefully be able to play siblings another day in our life. Thank you, Ryan. Okay. So first of all, you have some stories to share. And I want you to like set it up, where this is at, what stage of your life are you in, how old are you, all the things, and then get into the details. Let's give it to us.
Oh, let's go. Hold on, I gotta take a little sip real quick.
Yes, cheers. Cheers.
Cheers, cheers, cheers. Oh, yeah, but, yeah, so, You know, I was born here in Atlanta, but then when I was, we always had relatives in San Francisco, and I eventually moved up there for a while, for like 15 years. But I was still, I was about, when this happened, I think I was 21 or 22. So it was a while ago. But I lived with my cousin, right, in like Ingleside. It's over there by San Francisco State. Like, you know, it's always, I mean, it's always foggy in San Francisco. It's always foggy. And like, but it was this old ass house. Like, and it built in like, I think it was 1913 or something they said it was built. Like, I mean, an old rundown house, and it had a basement, the creepy basement, everything. Needed a lot of work, but the cheap, the rent was cheap. And we're just like, all right, it's all good. And so anyway, like my cousin had told me like, yeah, there's some this creepy stuff that goes on here. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. You know, you hear ghost stories and da-da-da. And like, there's been some stuff that's happened to me, but nothing like this. And then, and we had a couple other homies live with us. So it was like four of us living there, but 1 week, everybody was gone. And there was a girl that used to live there. She's like, no, it's an older woman ghost, and I've seen her before, and da-da-da. And I'm like, yeah, okay, whatever. And but then all of a sudden, I'm there by myself.
Did you believe in ghosts before this?
Yeah, yeah, I definitely believe there's, you know, some, like...
But you were still, you know, dismissive, where, like, okay, sure, there's a ghost here.
Yeah, I was, you know, just definitely some doubt. I was like, all right, you know, whatever, they're probably... You know, not nothing against the girl that was making these statements, but I was kind of, you know, she had a lot of stories.
Okay. So I'm like, right. Okay, the ghost, Oh, then what happened?
I had seen him. I saw her right there. And like, I was like, okay. Yeah. You know, I was like, yeah. But so our laundry was down in the basement, though. And I needed to do,
already.
But I'm thinking nothing of it. And then, you know, my clothes finished, and I was like, oh man, I got to go down there. And I was already, it was scary as it is.
Bro, but
I was
like, you were ready to leave your clothes there for the whole week. They was going to be smelling hella moldy by the time you got them. You're like, yo, I'm about to wear some moldy clothes because I'm not going in the basement by myself.
I was like, well, I could just turn my chonies inside out. Like, we could get through this whole week. Like, but yeah, eventually I was like, oh, I'll go down there, man. Go down there. You know, the dryer's done. The clothes have been sitting there. I go down there, this creepy ass basement, and then you know, I open the dryer, grab my clothes, and I'm like, all right, you know, I'm not really tripping that hard. And then I'm like walking, and I swear, I was like, as I'm walking in there, like I felt something. But it, you know, like you just where you have that feeling like, all right, like something's here.
Like you just feel like something's there. It wasn't like you got cold or anything like that. That's weird.
Not yet. Like, but, oh, but I just was like, and I'm like, nah, you're tripping. It's all in your head. Da, da, da. I'm walking back up the steps from the basement, like with the clothes in my hand. Like, I don't have my basket, nothing. I'm just like, oh, I'll probably drop a couple socks. Don't worry. Keep it moving.
And then, I don't need those socks.
And then the dryer turns on by itself.
No.
Like, no joke. No joke, homie. Like, I almost get embarrassed, like, telling this story because people are like, wait, what, really? And I'm like, homie, like, it was like, and I'm thinking, okay, it's an electrical thing, like, da da da. But I had been living there for like 5 years, right? It did, that didn't happen, you know? Like, so the dryer turns on, oh, and I, like, I mean, Angela, you know what I mean? Like, I was like frozen, it's all these things going through my head. And as I was like already feeling very afraid and couldn't even take that next step, I felt a cold breeze on back of my neck, like,
oh no. Like that.
No windows open down there, nothing. Uh-huh. Like, I know basements can get dry, but right at that moment, though.
Yeah.
And then I was just, like, paralyzed. I mean, like, I physically couldn't take that next step up the stairs. I'm just sitting there with my clothes, like, you know, just like, okay, come on, homie. Like, it's all good. And, like, didn't want to turn around, obviously, at all. And
oh,
then
my God.
Finally, I, like, somewhat gathered myself, took, like, those first few steps, and I got faster and faster, and booked it to my room, closed the door. I'm there and by myself. Like, I didn't even not want to go outside. Put my, you know, laundry on the bed, got in bed, and just, all right, homie. I didn't even want to turn the TV on because I was like, no, because then you could hear, you could move around or whatever. I just
as long as I get under the covers, I'm good.
The cuckoo can't get me if I'm under the covers.
Oh my gosh. So this was at night.
Yeah, this was like about 11:30 p.m. at night.
You all know, it's 2 p.m., but I went to bed. I called it a night. That 2 p.m.
Oh, Yeah, it was, and I was even like, I closed the door. I even got hungry, all that, but I just left the door closed and I said, we just wait for the sun, homie. And eventually I fell asleep.
Exactly. Wait for the sun to come up. Yeah. I'm fasting for the night. That's what that is. Turns out I'm intermittent fasting. Turns out I'm gonna lose some pounds. Okay.
Oh.
Did you? Okay, what year is this?
This was probably like 2099, 2000, maybe 2001, around right
Okay,
there.
so did you have a cell phone? Did you call anybody?
I had like a flip phone, back then, but we didn't even have there wasn't like how you could just nowadays, but I wanted to leave, but it was too late and I didn't have a car at the time, so to walk down to the train and da, 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 like just to stay somewhere
And
else.
what if the ghost followed
But
you?
yeah.
Hell no.
He's all on the train. But I was like, that was like, even just thinking about it, I still get chills. You know what I mean?
Now
Like,
you're
I've
out
never
in
had.
these streets. Now you got a ghost and the hood that you got to worry about.
Oh,
Shoot.
man. It was like, I mean, it was crazy. And then I ended up, the neighbors owned the house. So I ended up like homing up with their son and I kind of asked him about it. Like, hey,
Tell
what's
me.
the issue with this house? Because he was already older. He was like probably late 40s, 50s at the time. And it was like old, third, fourth generation family living, and they had both those houses. But anyways, he was like, yeah, it used to be a home for like mentally disabled with health conditions. And he's like, yeah, there was one old homie in a wheelchair. There was these three other people in it. And he's like, yeah, a couple people did die there.
Oh
And
my
I'm like,
gosh.
oh, what? Okay, so then I was like, that's it. That explains it. Like, to me, I don't know though, but
Right.
I was just like, it all started to make sense once he told me that. I was like, that's it. And that's why everybody else has these stories and da da da. Like,
Okay, so you had been living there for 5 years and you never experienced anything before that day?
nah, it was always it's always a creepy house. It's always been a creepy house, but never I had never experienced anything firsthand like that.
So that was the first time. And was it the last?
I mean, there was little things that happened with the cold breezes and stuff, but nothing that intense. And I was hardly ever there by myself, because we had. It was me and my cousin and two other homies. So there's just people in and out of those people coming over all the time. But that time, yeah, it flexed on me.
Totally, totally. Oh, he's by himself. Watch. Watch this.
Okay, little homie, gotta get his laundry, huh? Let's go, yeah. Yeah, just want to get my laundry. You got me,
They're
man.
all laughing to each other though. Hey, let's see if we can make him wear the same chonies all week. Watch. Oh
Well,
my gosh.
they added some skid marks to the ones I had on at that time. That's for sure.
But I get it, bro. Like, especially like being someplace by yourself, and then I'm like, okay, I'm not gonna be by myself anymore. That's where I'm at right now. Like, I'm in our recording studio right now, and I've done this podcast by myself twice now in this studio. And then my last episode, I was by myself in the Nashville studio. And each time something creepy has happened, here, heard a noise. And Nashville was the creepy whisper thing that happened. And so when I
Oh.
came in for tonight, I told my husband, I was like, babe, I'm gonna need you come and just be there. And he's like, what am I gonna do? And I was like, just be there. Like, I don't watch a show on your iPad. I don't know, but I'm not gonna be by
Yeah.
myself
Do some online
anymore.
shopping.
Nah, if I'm going down, you're going down. That's it. That's what I said. I said, we're both getting it. Oh my gosh. Well, that is insane. Did anything else happen to any of your roommates while you were there?
Yeah, here's a funny one is for some reason my homie there was like a frame that he had and he had like this Snoop Dogg photo and he put it in there as kind of like a joke, like if Snoop Dogg was like a family member of his
That's
and he
hilarious.
had it, but it was all one of those little things though, right? And he swears like one night he's there and it was late night and the photo gets like knocked off like across the room,
Ooh.
like boom, it went across. And so that was one of the stories. I was like, all right, but he did say it like very, it sounded genuine. He sounded scared. But
That
yeah.
ghost was not a fan, not a fan of hip
Yeah.
hop.
Not a fan of gin juice,
That
man.
was the old white lady ghost. She was like, what is this? And she was not a fan of it.
I know. And then it made sense because it's like, oh, if it was an old white lady that the other girl saw, then it makes sense. She's probably like, what's this? Like, get this out of my house, like.
Mm-hmm. racist ghost. That's what she was. Yeah.
I don't want to say it. Probably.
Yeah, I don't want to say it, but then I did. I said she was a racist ghost. That's what it was. Oh my gosh. Well, that is nuts. How long did you live in the house after that happened?
Not long. Maybe a couple more years. I think it was like 2 more years.
Oh, that's a long time.
Yeah, I know. I was like, now I get older. I'm like, 2 years is nothing, you know? I
know. Not very long. I'm still there, but not very long. I'm planning on leaving.
I'm in the basement right now, actually. But yeah.
Oh my gosh. Have you had anything else happen since then? Like in any other apartment that you've lived in or anything else?
No, I've had definitely some that definitely tops it all,
right.
Some creepy moments.
Yeah.
But I have I remember one time I was in the hospital, like I was in a car accident, my leg was broken, and I'm pretty sure it was just whatever they had me on or whatever, but I was like seeing stuff, feeling a presence, and then I was like, oh, this is a hospital, people die here, they could be still cruising around.
Oh my gosh. You were like, hey, is this my time, Lord? I thought it was just a broken leg, but.
I thought my leg was fixed in it.
Oh, shoot. That's hilarious. Okay. Well, that is a crazy story. And here's the funny thing about it.
Oh, man, it's so good. Yeah.
The craziness is, like, once something creepy happens to you, then, like, I feel like I've been noticing creepy things like all the time, and it could just be things happen, coincidence, whatever. The AC really did blow the paper off the table. It could be all those little things.
Yeah.
But once you've experienced something that's like you cannot explain and you know for a fact what you felt, you were there, you know it, now you start thinking everything is something. Like that's what I've been doing since this past weekend. Like, even technical difficulties right now, I'm like, oh, see, the spirit came back. See what happened? Oh. He found us again.
It came back. Uh-huh.
Here he came. He seen that we went live and was like, what can we do now? That's what it feels like. But it could just be also technology. So, all right. Do you want to stick around and hang out?
Yeah, are you going to play the clip where the whisper happens?
Okay, so I don't have
it. Oh, you're going to post it later. That's
I'm
right.
going to post right. it. But you know what I didn't do? Ryan, I did not show the clip that we posted on my Instagram today. So why don't we pull that up and let's talk about that for a second. I posted this on Instagram. Watch this. Okay, a Life Flight helicopter takes off. The patient died. Watch above the chopper as it lifts off.
Whoa.
Did you see that?
Whoa.
Like, come on. What was that? That's insane. And then this, you see that light shadow going through the fence. Did you see it?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Could you imagine watching your security camera and seeing just like a shadow walking, going through the fence and then into your garage? Oh, my God.
Oh, gosh.
Okay, so I'm going to bring on our next guest. And first, we have, let me look at my list here. Okay. Our next guest is actually a magician who has performed at the Magic Castle in Hollywood, and he has some stories about ghosts at the Magic Castle. Please welcome Micah.
Hey, guys. Can you hear me and see me okay?
Yeah. Yeah, we hear you.
It's a pleasure to meet you both. Thank you so much. And I'd love to share with you, every magician at the castle has a ghost story, and I'd love to share with you mine, if that's
yes,
cool.
Please, let us know. Okay, I have been to the Magic Castle once. It was amazing. I loved it. It is such a cool vibe in there. Like, it's very, it has like that old feel, like the old Hollywood feel, and it's like just such an experience just to go and like have drinks, but it's a little too expensive just to go have drinks. And you got to know somebody to get in there, but now we know Micah.
Now you know me, yes. So I hope you come back. We should have Ghost Stories with Angela Knight at the Magic Castle.
Oh my God, could you imagine?
That would be cool, right?
Oh my God, I'm so scared already, yes.
And your name is Frankie, is that right?
Yeah.
Have you ever been, sir?
No, not to the Magic Castle. I've been invited. I gotta go. I gotta get a suit, man. You gotta wear a suit, right?
Yeah. Sure, you gotta get a suit. You gotta get a suit.
He can't wear his Dickies in there. Oh, okay.
Yeah. No Dickies. Although that's fun to say on the internet. No Dickies, but yeah. I hope to see you guys there. So yeah, this is my ghost story. Now, to understand the story, you need to know two things about this. Okay. And the first one is that for 15 years straight, I produced a show at the Magic Castle called The Night of the Raven. And it was a show about Edgar Allan Poe, if you can see my t-shirt.
Uh-huh.
And it was this variety show of magicians and performers, and they would all perform acts based on the mysterious life, work, and death of Edgar Allan Poe. So I did this for 15 years, and one of those years is the story. And one night, I was in the Peller Theater, and one-handed. Someone noticed that. Thank you, Angela. One-handed. Good night,
yes.
Ladies and gentlemen. All right. So I'm in one of the main theaters at the castle called the Peller Theater, and I'm hosting this show. Now, Frankie and Angela, you guys are performers. You're probably familiar with this. A lot of theaters, especially in L.A., it's engulfed in darkness except for the lights that are drilling into the performer's eyes. Uh-huh. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
So the performer can't see a thing. But I'm on stage. I can't see a thing, but I'm hoping I'm connecting with the audience. Now, here's the second thing you need to know about this ghost story. During this time, there was a magician named Jules Lanier, and he was known for two things. One, for his prolific contribution to the art. I've read some of his stuff at the Magic Castle Library. The guy was brilliant. The second thing he was most known for is he would drive up to the castle, and he would stand outside the castle and smoke and bitch about the magicians inside that he refused to go inside and help and support.
Hmm.
So he would just stand in front of the castle and go, oh, these guys are terrible. I don't even know why I'm here. Why am I here? Oh, this smoke is better than those magicians inside. I think I'm going to go home. And he did. And he would go home and he would repeat this process every single night. It went on for so long that the management placed a plaque on the wall above where he would stand, and it would say Jules Lanier Smoking Lounge. And he didn't appreciate the joke, but everybody else did.
Uh-huh.
So he would smoke and bitch and smoke and bitch. So
he was a hater. We know some of
them. He's a hater. He's a hater.
We got a few of those today, too.
Yeah, he hated the players and the game. You're absolutely right. He hated everybody. He was a universal hater. So, So one night I'm doing The Night of the Raven, and I find this out after the fact. He's outside smoking and bitching, this guy, Jules Lanier. And a friend of mine approaches Jules Lanier and says, Mr. Lanier, I know this guy, Micah the Magician. He's doing a show inside called The Night of the Raven. You should come in and check it out. Now, again, I'm on stage. I have no idea that this is happening. But apparently he said something like, Night of the Raven. Oh, that sounds terrible. Why are you wasting my time? Who the heck are you? Why am I even here? And she said, no, it's a cool show. It's different. I think you'll like it. Now, somehow, my friend Sarah convinced this guy, Jules Lanier, this crotchety old man, to not only come inside the Magic Castle, but to see my show. Now, again, I'm on stage. I can't see a thing, but I remember that night seeing these two inky shadows emerge from the darkness. And one of them had this feminine, very apologetic voice. The other one, this gruff voice, full of profanity. Get out of my way. What are you doing? And I now know it was Sarah and Jules Lanier trying to find their seats in the middle of my show.
Okay.
Now here's the ghost story. Jules Lanier died just a few days later.
Mm.
And whenever I tell this story, people always say, wow, your show killed Jules Lanier. I'm like, no, screw you. Screw you. Right? Screw you. It was the cancer. And now I get to say fun things about dead people, like hope it was the cancer. So that's fun to say.
Oh, no.
So anyway, he died just a few days later. And so it turns out not only was I one of the few times he ever came inside the Magic Castle, I think I was the last thing he saw there.
Wow.
Now here comes the ghost story. Like I said, everybody has a ghost story at the Magic Castle, including the staff. And two different staff members came to me independently, and they told me independently this. Late at night, while they were closing up shop, closing the doors, they independently saw Jules Lanier, after his death, wandering through the halls. And they both told me that he was on his way to the Peller Theater, where my show was.
Whoa.
Yeah. Now, since then, I took a ghost tour at the Magic Castle. You can take tours of the Magic Castle. I give tours myself. And during the ghost tour, this tour guide said that there was a second smoking area that the Magic Castle afforded during Jules Lanier's lifetime. And the best way to access it was to go past the Peller Theater.
Oh, wow.
So it's entirely possible the ghost of Jules Lanier is going to the Peller Theater, passing the Peller Theater, saying, screw you, Magic Boy, your show sucked too. And it continues floating so that he can go to the second smoking area where he can finally get that final smoke and continue to bitch about people like me. But I like my version of the story. He's coming to see my show.
Yeah. Well, that's that's what Helen Marie Angel says. She's watching live on YouTube and she says he wants you to know that he's there with you, that he came to see your show.
Helen, I like the way you think. I don't think he's getting another smoke. I think he's coming to enjoy my show. You're absolutely right. So, Helen, if you ever go to the Magic Castle and you find yourself there late at night, and Angela can tell you, it's a maze. You can get lost.
Totally.
And if you ever, Helen, if you're ever there and you see a crotchety old man wandering through the halls, passing you on the way to the Peller Theater, and he smells vaguely of smoke, let me know. But don't ask him if he liked The Night of the Raven, because I get enough stupid criticism from the living. You know what I mean?
I hear
you. But anyway, hope to see you guys there sometime.
Thank you so much for sharing story. I feel like, I mean, there's two different ways to look at it. There's the idea of this this person, this spirit, was used to doing a certain thing, smoking, like that was their thing. So it would seem like, okay, yeah, he was going to the smoke lounge to go do his smoke. That makes sense. But then I've also heard that sometimes, like, a spirit can get stuck in, like, where they last were, and like almost like they're lost and like trying to figure it out. And like the last thing he did there was going to your show. So it could be a little bit of that too. Who knows? But that is incredible. Thank you so much for sharing that story.
Thank you.
And thank you for your ambiance and your theatrics of your candle. I love
it. Thank you,
Angela. Frankie and I will definitely make a trip to the Magic Castle for sure once you guys open back
up. Let's do it.
That'd be amazing.
I'll get a blazer.
A
Dickies blazer, yeah.
I want to see you in a Dickies blazer, Frankie. That sounds awesome.
Thank you, Micah. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, man.
Oh, my gosh. That is crazy. I feel like I wonder what the other ghost stories are from the castle, because there has to be ghosts there. And I'm sure I could just Google it and see like what the stories are from the castle. But it's like such an experience. But it doesn't feel like, okay, so I've been into like creepy places where it's like, oh, this place is for sure haunted, and you're walking through and it's almost like uncomfortable. It's not that vibe. It's just like, it's old timey and like it gets your imagination going, and like it's very cool, which of course is a great ambiance for magic, getting your imagination going and like watching like all the magic tricks, and you're like, whoa, because you're already in this magical like setting and stuff. It's very cool. I for sure, you should definitely go to the Goodwill, get you a suit, is right there on the rack. $4, okay? It don't even have to fit you right. That's not one of the requirements.
I'll roll up the sleeves. We'll be okay. A couple of meckle stains on it, but hey, remember the magic.
Just put your little hanky covering it in your pocket. That's all. Okay. We let's see, we have a couple of comments here. Let's see here. There was one that I saw somebody said they had an experience. Where did it just go? The year my first daughter left for college, I felt my dad tell me, like, I'm going with her to take care of her. They were very close. I never told anyone how I felt the first night my daughter slept on campus. It was her birthday, and she dreamt of him saying to her he would stay with her to keep her safe. When she called me the next day, I was so shocked. Whoa. So she felt her dad saying that he was getting her dad, who apparently has passed, saying he was going with her to take care of her. And then the first night there, she has a dream saying, grandpa came to me saying he's going to stay here and take care of me. That's incredible. It's things like that, that you can't explain that away. Like, you can't go, oh, coincidence, or, you know what I mean? Like, it's just, it's real, whether people want to believe it or not. Okay, let's bring on our next guest. So our next guest went to the Orbs of Oahu Ghost Tour. First of all, I'm not going on no ghost tour in Hawaii because Hawaii got all the spirits. Yo, if you want to encounter a ghost, go to Hawaii, the Philippines, or Mexico. Straight up. That's where you're for sure going to meet a ghost. Okay, so he volunteered to go into the spirit portal. Hail no. Let's welcome Sean to the show.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you.
Nice to have you on.
Hi.
Sean, you're insanity. You went into... Okay, let's just first start from the beginning. Okay, so you go to Hawaii. First of all, are you into the ghost stuff? Like, or you were just like, oh, this is a thing in Hawaii. Let's just go do it. Or do you really do like ghost stuff even other places?
Oh, yeah. I was very much into ghosts, you know, beforehand. I got connected to it, like you with the Unsolved Mysteries, Robert Stack,
yes.
Discovery Channel. And, you know, I just got hooked because there was this like something like really like entertaining, yet like also truthful. And yeah. I believed a lot of the stories because, you know, not a lot of them are made up.
For sure. Yeah, by the way. For sure. Yeah. And that's what I was saying. Cheers. That's what I was saying in my prayer before I started this episode tonight. I was just like, you know what, God? Like, we're honoring people's real stories that have really happened to them. And it's entertaining and it's fun and it's real. So we're just honoring the truth of somebody's story. So why don't you go ahead and set it up for us, the whole shebang, where you were, all the things, how it happened.
All right, sure thing. So it was the summer of 2011. I had just graduated high school. And as a graduation present, my family took me to Honolulu. And while we were there, my mom and I visited a tour office. And she showed me a brochure for Honolulu ghost tours. And I had never heard of ghost tours before, so I was automatically like interested. Mm-hmm. And so we chose to go on the Orbs of Oahu ghost tour. I'm not too sure if they're still in operation. And it's a late night ghost tour. And I was like told for sure, you know, that stuff happens like at night. So,
sure.
And it takes you to the darker haunts. Ooh. And I have like a few experiences, like the Poly Lookout. I had my camera like drained of its battery, and I for sure had like made sure that everything was like charged and like
yep.
batteries changed and all that. And then there was also another point where I had like the feeling of like being watched. Mm. Frankie, I think you also had like similar experience, right? Like being watched, and
yes.
like the tour guide, he came up behind me. He said, "There's 10 spirits looking at you, brother."
Oh my God. Like right when you didn't voice, like, I feel like somebody's looking at you. Like he just came up to you and said that.
Well, actually, yeah, you know, he actually like, you know, he came up to me, he positioned me, he, you know, like towards like, there was like a pond, like in front of me, and there's like bushes like across the way. And yeah, I was like just looking towards the bushes, and I had like that feeling like, yeah, something's just looking.
Oh, so he knew. He set you up.
Yeah, he said it was like 10. I was like, wow, you can see 10 across.
Brother, you want to see a spirit, brother?
Yeah.
Turn this way, brother.
All, there's Ricky, brother, 10.
Yeah.
and I also like realized like how I can detect darker spirits. At one point, you know, I was feeling like, you know, pains in my chest. Like there was like a rock being like shoved into my chest, or like a claw,
whoa.
like crushing my chest. And yeah, really dark haunts. But then it eventually leads up to where I had my most profound experience at the Manoa Chinese Cemetery.
Ooh.
And the way the tour guide explained it is that the Chinese, you know, they go out of their way to make sure that when you're dead, you stay dead. You don't come back.
Mm-hmm.
And they do whatever to, you know, make it peaceful. And
their,
you know,
ceremony and all of that.
Yeah, sure thing. And you know, you like all the dark haunts, it's like this residue that's just like stays on you, but then when I, you know, get into the cemetery, it just goes, you know, just lifts off. I just like fresh showers, just like it just lifted off me.
That's the opposite experience of what people would think at a cemetery. You would think you would go to the cemetery and feel the heaviness, but you're saying you had the heaviness on you from the other haunts, the other tour parts, and then when they took you to the cemetery, it left, because the way they do things, they're like, no, we don't linger, we go on.
They keep whatever evil spirits that might have been attached to you out, you know, and it just basically went away.
What we're saying is, if you feel like you got a haunted spirit attached to you, run to a Chinese cemetery and just like when you're on fire. You want to run to the pool when you're on fire and you got a haunted spirit on you, go run to a Chinese cemetery.
Yeah. Oh, you want to be on me, or you just go to the Chinese cemetery?
Exactly. So tell us about this, the thing that you went in.
Oh, yes. So in the middle of the cemetery is a banyan tree, and I think their roots grow. Yes. Their roots grow out of the ground.
Oh, whoa.
Wow. Yeah. That just looks creepy.
Yeah. And, you know, it kind of looked like a space capsule, domed above you. And there's a round, a dirt platform, in there. And so the tour guide, he asked for volunteers, and I volunteered. So I go crazy. In and I turn around, and that's when it dawned on me. I was like, oh my God, what did I do?
Oh no.
And you know, I wasn't really too sure. I was honestly too desperate. I was new to really all these feelings. I never really experienced things before. Sure. So I wasn't really convinced I was experiencing stuff. And so I was like, am I going to get sucked into another dimension, or are the spirits going to grab me or something and take me away?
What's that movie? The one where he goes into the dream world. It's that. Oh God. What is that?
Inception?
No, I messed it up by saying it into the dream world, but it's Insidious or something.
Insidious, yeah.
Where it's not Inception. It's a haunted ghost. And the ghost takes him into this ghost dream world, and they have to go into the dream world and get him back out. It leave me a comment if you know what movie I'm talking about. Yeah. Is it Insidious?
It sounds like it. Yeah, my sister sat me down to watch the Insidious movies. I was like, oh.
Afterwards, she was like, is this what happened to you? So what happened? What did you feel?
Like I said, I got super nervous. My heart was racing, and Uncle Joe, he said, do you feel a tingling sensation on your fingers, brother? And I said, no, my heart is racing. And as soon as I said that, I felt it. I felt the tingling on my hand. And the longer I felt it, it felt like somebody was grabbing both my hands.
Dang. Wait, what's the dude's name? Uncle Joe?
Uncle Joe, yeah.
So he was just guiding you to all these things?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wait, it sounds like he had all his dead relatives already lined up. They started a business together.
They start a business together.
Watch him. Mess with him. And, oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Remember, he was shouting at a spirit. He was like, that's the last time he's going to ever talk to me or something.
So you felt somebody grab your hands? Touch it and, or grab you?
Yeah, grab me. But, you know, gently.
So you feel a pressure. You feel pressure on there, and then
I felt a pressure, and I was overhearing people watching me. They were seeing my skin move, and there's indentions in my hands. Ooh. As if they were seeing somebody grabbing my hands, and I was how can you ever know? You never see any indentions in your hands whenever Mm-mm. people grab that. Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
But it was a good feeling, because, you know, I said my heart was racing, and then I felt it, and I just immediately started to calm down. I was
while you were still in there.
While I was still in there, mm-hmm. and in my mind's eye, I had visions of both my grandfathers.
Oh.
Yes. Oh, someone's there to help you, make you feel comfortable.
Yes. Ooh. And, you know, of course they were deceased. Grandpa Nelson died when I was 3. Grandpa Els died when, like, a few months before. And yeah, I was having visions, but they were like still images. It was like I was looking at a photo album in my mind. And wow. It appeared to me like flashes, like flash, another image of Grandpa, flash and a different image, and just flash, flash, flash. And it got overwhelming for me that I was starting to get emotional.
Wow. And Uncle,
yes. Yeah. And the tour guide, he was like, no, keep it together, brother. Keep it together. Oh. And I was like, okay, all right.
Oh my gosh.
Oh,
I'm curious of this tour guide. Like, what is his gift? Like, what is, like, he's more than just a tour guide. Like, he can see spirits and he knows what's happening.
Like a medium or something? Or?
I don't know, but I talked with him later about it. And well, before I left, he said, do you want to say anything to them? And I said, I never knew you. This was true. I barely knew them. But if I did, I would have loved you just the same. And I walked out and immediately went over to my mom, gave her a hug. And because
your mom was there?
Yeah, she was there. Yeah. Like she accepts me with my interest in ghosts. She's like, oh, okay.
I love you just as you are.
You might want to go on. So I talked to Uncle Joe because I also had a feeling that there was more with me. It wasn't just my grandfather's.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, what did you see, Uncle Joe? He said, I saw your family. And whoever was with you used to, when you were little, used to grab your hands like this. I was still getting emotional about it. And so now, but it's been so many years that I think about it so much that I was like, oh, wait, who else was with me? Mm-hmm. So I have a few ideas. A few thoughts. One of them are my lost siblings. Oh, wow. My parents had trouble having children of their own. They lost 3 babies. Mm. And so I think that they were also with me.
Wow. Yeah.
Another is my great grandma, who I was told by a medium is my guardian. She follows me. Yeah.
Was your mom able to co-sign on the grabbing your hands like this? Like, did she ever see any of your grandpas, like, see them, like, I mean, grandpas do that, dads do that, hold you up by the hands and, like, pick you up, you know? Mm-hmm. Was she able to ever, like, say, like, oh, yeah, grandpa used to do that, or?
You know, I never really, I don't know. Like, she's never really said anything about that, like, what they used to do.
Hmm. Maybe ask her. Maybe see if, because you said you were 3 when they passed on, or one of them passed on, right?
Oh, my grandpa Nelson, yeah.
Yeah, so maybe, maybe she might be able to inform you on that. That would be some good information. Sure. Also, we need to get Uncle Joe on this podcast. Because Uncle Joe, he got some stories to tell, and I'll probably just laugh hearing him talk pigeon the whole time. That would be hilarious. Oh my god, a ghost story in pigeon, brother. Then the spirit come, brother. That'd be amazing. Well, Sean, thank you so much. Somebody asked a question in here for you. Felicia Galvin says, Sean, did you feel or hear things as a child?
I did not know. I'm a believer in like that sensitive.
So this was your first time like experiencing anything. You're like, let's just go on this tour. You thought you were doing a little touristy thing, and then come to find out you went into a whole portal to like meet your ancestors.
I think I had like an experience or two like beforehand, like seeing red eyes in my bathroom one time. And yeah. Because I challenged something after watching a bunch of paranormal documentaries.
Oh, no.
Went into my bathroom.
You did Bloody Mary. Not Bloody Mary. What's the one where you say in the mirror?
Bloody Mary. I didn't say Bloody Mary, no. But yeah, like I was just, I turned off every single light, was home alone. And then, yeah, I like eventually I end up seeing like red eyes just kind of like looking at me like this. And
so
then
one of your pictures, it looks like there's red eyes in the background. Ryan, do you have that picture? Like, what are those lights behind you?
Oh, so that's actually explainable. Those are actually house or street lights.
Oh, the neighborhood behind you.
Yeah, so that's this thing.
Phew. I was like, bruh, come to find out. Your whole family was there. We could all see them. They're right there. Oh, my God. Sean, thank you so much for joining us tonight and sharing that story with us. I see your sister was in here in the comment section. She said, yes, she did, in fact, make you watch all the Insidious movies and the Conjuring movies.
Yeah, she's in the next room watching this.
Hilarious.
Telling a bunch of people that I'm going to be on. They're like, oh, my gosh.
Well, thank you, sister, for joining us.
Even some of my students are like, oh, my gosh, we want to watch you, Miss Sales.
Hilarious. Sean, thank you so much for sharing your story. We are going to Google the orbs tour of Oahu and see what that's all about. Maybe Uncle Joe is still in business and maybe we can get him on the show. We'll be like, hey, Sean told us that we need to get you on the show. And we'll give you a nice good shout out.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Sean. So there was a couple comments in here with some real good stories. Where's the one? It was going so fast. Did you see? Okay. See the Dead runs in the family of girls, women. My niece was a straight trip. My sister dropped me off at an interview and then went to drive around. She had her some and daughters in the back, ages 4 and 6, niece 4. I knew she would end up driving through the graveyard that my mom is buried at. It was just up the road. We buried her under a tree, and there was a picnic table right next to her grave. My sister came and picked me up, and she was just bawling. She told me that she drove up, and then I think there's a part 2 comment somewhere. April? I would really love to know the rest of your story. I don't see the rest of her story. Oh, she's leaving us with suspense is what's happening. She's like, then she drove up and .. Okay. Well, did she give the rest of her story? I don't see it. But sounds like it was going to be real good. It was going to be a real good story.
Let's get into the good part. Like,
yeah, exactly. Ooh, the spirit came and like technically glitched her is what happened. That's what happens. Bro, these are crazy stories, but I believe they're real. I fully believe that people have their experiences. And even like last week, and I'll talk about it more on the next episode when I bring my friend AJ on. AJ Barrera is a psychic medium and he's been on the show before. But I want to talk to him about all of these different things. But so I was calling my husband to tell him like, and then this happened and then this happened. And he would just like explain it away. Oh yeah, that's because the soundbar on the TV always turns on. All you got to do is say, hey, Google, and then it turns on. And I'm like, but I didn't say, hey, Google. So what's the explanation? Yeah. And then my windshield wipers just go on by themselves. And he's like, oh, yeah, probably because it was misty. It was 80 degrees. No mist. No. You know what I mean? Like, there's all kinds of things that you can explain away or you can kind of just embrace it. And know that, hey, these things are real. We may not understand it. We can have our best guess about what's happening. And, you know, there's psychic mediums and they even have different ideas of what they think is happening here and there. But it's like, we don't know. That's the whole thing is, and I get comments a lot from people that are like, hey, be careful. You're opening up a door. And I don't want to be afraid of the spirit realm in the spirit world and that whole idea of things. Like, I want to know about it. I don't want to experience it. You know what I mean? Like, I don't want to have all these creepy things happen to me, but I do want to learn about it and hear about it and know, like, because it's so fascinating what happens when we die and, like, all of that. And, like, just hearing Sean talk about his grandpa came to him in that like portal thing. First of all, I'm not stepping in no type of portal. No, thank you.
Yeah.
And my grandma wants to have a message for me. She could come to me in a dream while I'm sleeping peacefully. Yeah. That's what she could do. You know what I mean? But I was just thinking, okay, wait, I'll finish my story. Hold on. Nancy Ponce, my dad passed away on June 3rd. Condolences to you, Nancy. And my son was recording my nephew and we're all talking. And maybe a couple weeks later, I seen the video and you can hear my dad calling my mom's name. The video was recorded a week after my dad passed. Girl, you need to send me that video. I want to see it. And I want to play it on this show. Maybe Ryan can message you and see if he can get it from you for this episode. If we can make it happen, we'll play it right now. If we can't make it happen, then we'll play it on another episode. And maybe we'll have you on as a guest and you can play that for yourself. So I was thinking about that, like your ancestors visiting you. And I know you're Native American. And so I want to hear what your thoughts are on ancestors and things like that. But as I was listening to him talk, I was like, man, I want to, when I pass on, like, I want to come back and guide my next generations, you know, like, even if I don't have kids myself, like, I have, you know, nieces and nephews, I would love to be a guide to them, you know what I mean? And, like, be a part of, like, ushering that next generation down their highest path, you know? Like, I wonder if that's, like, a thing. Like, do you get to, like, sign up for that? Is that, like, you know, you know what I mean? Like,
so here are your options.
Yeah, you could be a guide. You could be an angel. You could just go live your life in heaven.
It was funny because when my grandpa died, which is the Native American side, he was like telling my grandma, like, I'm not going to leave you, Nelly. I'm not going to leave you. And then my grandma was like, he hasn't left. Like, after he died. And my grandma was like, come over. Like, and we went over there and she's like, oh yeah, he's all around you. And then that's why I asked him if he felt pressure, asked Sean if he was feeling the pressure. Cause I was in there and I felt it on my shoulders and I started crying, like full on bawling. She's like, yeah, he's right there. He's on you, mijo. He's on you. My grandma's telling me this. My grandma has never been into ghost stuff, never the thing. But when my grandpa died and he was like, I'm not leaving. So I felt like there was some kind of choice he made, like, no, I'm gonna stick around. And then she invited a medium over all this and they did a tape recorder. And then sure enough, on the playback, you could hear him trying to talk to her.
Wow.
Like barely getting words out though. Like, yeah, you know. Uh-huh. And then so I'm like, there's something with electronics that they can, but it's also interesting. Is there a choice where they're like, but then eventually he finally left, you know?
He transitioned over. That's funny because I tell Manny the same thing, but mine's more like a threat. Like mine's more like, I wish you would date somebody as soon as I die. I will haunt you. I will be the creepy cold hand going up your back while you're trying to cuddle your new boo. Believe I will haunt you. So, but mine's like a little bit different than what your grandpa said.
But anytime he hits, tries to say something nicer, you're like, psst, he just hears a psst. Where's that coming from?
That's the ghost sound. Most people hear ghost sounds like this. Hold on. Whoa.
Oh, no. Oof.
Most people hear those kind of ghost sounds, but they're going to hear ghost sounds like you just said, oops.
Yeah. I don't think so. Like, what?
Oh, my God. Frankie, thank you so much for joining me for tonight, Angela. Sharing your stories. What a blessing to have you on, and let everybody know where they can find you, what you're working on, where, how people can support you. Just tell us everything.
Oh yeah. Just, you know, at Frankie Quinones or Cholo Fit Creeper, you know, doing the thing on the YouTubes or just working on some stuff. We just did a pilot that hopefully it gets picked up.
Come on.
That whole thing again. But every time I tell people about that story, like you playing your brother, like, oh my gosh, you guys do look like brother and sister. You
know? Oh my God, it'll be amazing. We have to do it.
I know. So on, one Lord. Day, hopefully.
Come on, Lord. Yeah. I mean, after this show, because I pray that this show goes, that it gets picked up, and that you get this series, and that it's, you know, our stories get to be told, and, you know, of that. So I hope success and everything for this project. And then once it's lived a long life, then we can then place it. Yeah. Or we could write a movie. That's what we're going to do. We're going to write a movie together and be siblings. And you could do your movie and your show. Burr, 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 burr. Thank you, Frankie. So what is your Instagram? How can they find you? At Frankie, spell it for people.
FrankieQuinones. Yeah. And then Cholo Fit Creeper is the other Instagram.
There he is, right there on the screen.
Oh, there you go. Bam. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Frankie. God bless you. And we will talk to you soon.
All right. Back at you, Angela. Thank you.
Bye. Oh, my gosh, you guys. This was fun. This was a really fun episode. I really appreciated this episode because last episode was a little bit too creepy for me. I'm still working through it. So I love that this episode was really super fun. If you have a ghost story that you want to share, and I was reading through these comments, there's a few of you that got some ghost stories. So if you want to come on live, just like Sean did, just like, oh my God, why did his name just slip my mind right now? Micah, just like Micah did. And you want to come on and share your story, go to my website, angela.com/ghost stories, angelah.com/ghost stories. And you can submit your story and then I may pick you to come live on a future episode. And we would love to hear your stories. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast and to my YouTube channel and go to laughonbeat.com and you can check out all of my podcasts, which is this one, Ghost Stories with Angela, Nights at the Round Table with my husband and our friend Brandon, and then Mangela, which is me and my husband Manny. So thank you guys so much for joining us. Cheers. Until next time, we'll see ya. Bye.